Hello and welcome to your GCSE Design and Technology Revision podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we are diving into one of the most important topics in your entire course, topic 1.17, developing, communicating, recording and justifying your design ideas. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking. It's just drawing, right? Absolutely not. This topic is about so much more than putting pencil to paper. It's about thinking like a designer, communicating like a professional, and convincing an examiner that every single decision you've made has a reason behind it. And trust me, that is where the marks are. So let's break this down into four key pillars: develop, communicate, record, justify. Think of those four words as your design mantra. Every time you sit down to work on your portfolio or answer an exam question, those four words should be running through your head. Let's start with developing design ideas. Development is not just about drawing one idea and calling it done. Examiners want to see a journey. They want to see you starting with initial thumbnail sketches, quick, rough, exploratory ideas, and then gradually refining those ideas based on your design criteria. Think of it like a funnel. You start wide with lots of possibilities, and you narrow down to your best solution through a process of testing, evaluating, and improving. A really common mistake candidates make is jumping straight to a final, polished design without showing the messy, exploratory work in between. But here's the thing, examiners actually love the messy work. It shows thinking, it shows process, and that is exactly what gets you marks. Now let's talk about communicating design ideas. And this is where things get really interesting, because there are so many brilliant techniques at your disposal. First up, freehand sketching. This is your bread and butter. Quick, gestural sketches that capture ideas fast. You don't need to be a brilliant artist, you need to be a clear communicator. Use confident lines, show different angles, and don't be afraid to sketch multiple variations of the same idea on one page. Next, isometric drawing. This is a fantastic technique for showing three-dimensional objects on a flat page. You draw on a grid of 60-degree angles, which gives your product a realistic three-dimensional appearance without needing perspective. It's precise, it's professional, and examiners love to see it used correctly. Then there's orthographic projection, sometimes called engineering drawing. This is where you show your product from multiple views: front, side, and plan, which is the top-down view. Each view is drawn to scale with dimensions marked on. This is the language of professional designers and manufacturers, and using it correctly in your portfolio really impresses examiners. Don't forget rendered drawings. Once you've got your ideas sketched out, adding colour, shading, and material textures brings them to life. You can use markers, coloured pencils, or digital tools. The key is to show what your product would actually look like in real life: the material, the finish, the colour. This helps your examiner visualise your design intent. And finally, and this is arguably the most important technique of all, annotated sketches. Annotation means adding written notes to your drawings: labels, arrows, explanations. I chose this curved edge because it is more ergonomic and safer for the user. This material is recycled polypropylene, which supports the sustainability brief. That kind of annotation is pure gold in a GCSE portfolio. It turns a drawing into a conversation with the examiner.
Now, the second pillar is recording. Recording your design ideas means keeping a clear, organised and comprehensive record of your entire design process. Think of your portfolio as a story, the story of how your product came to be. Every sketch, every material sample, every rejected idea, every prototype photograph, all of it tells that story. A really effective strategy is to use a design journal or sketchbook alongside your formal portfolio. Jot down ideas as they come to you, stick in photographs, write quick notes. Then, when you're building your formal portfolio, you have a rich source of material to draw from. The third pillar is justification, and this is where written communication becomes absolutely critical. Justification means explaining why you made the choices you made. Not just what you did, but why you did it, and crucially, why it is better than the alternatives. For example, don't just write, "I chose wood for this product." Instead, write, I chose pine for the main body of this product because it is lightweight, easy to work with hand tools, and has a natural aesthetic that aligns with the eco-friendly brief. An alternative material, such as MDF, would have been cheaper, but it does not have the same natural appearance and is less sustainable. Do you see the difference? The second answer shows understanding of materials, links to the design brief, and considers alternatives. That is the kind of thinking that earns top marks. Now, let's talk exam tips and common mistakes, because knowing what not to do is just as important as knowing what to do. Common mistake number one, not using a range of techniques. Candidates who only use one type of drawing, say just freehand sketches, are limiting themselves. Examiners award marks specifically for variety. Use at least three different techniques in your portfolio. Common mistake number two, drawing without annotating. I cannot stress this enough. A beautiful drawing with no annotation is worth far fewer marks than a rough sketch with detailed, thoughtful notes. Every drawing in your portfolio should have annotations explaining your design decisions. Common mistake number three, describing instead of justifying. There is a huge difference between saying, I used blue for this product, and saying, I chose blue for this product because research showed my target user group, teenagers aged 13 to 16, associated blue with trust and calm, which aligns with the product's purpose as a revision aid. The second answer justifies the choice. Always ask yourself, why? Why this material? Why this shape? Why this colour? Common mistake number four, not showing development. Your portfolio should show a clear journey from initial ideas to final design. If your first idea looks exactly like your final design, examiners will question whether you actually developed your thinking. Show the changes, show the improvements, show the rejected ideas and explain why you rejected them. Now, here's a really useful memory hook for you. Remember the acronym DCRJ. Develop, communicate, record, justify. Some students use the phrase, designers create really justified work, to remember it. Whatever works for you, stick it on a post-it note above your desk. For the written exam, when you see a command word like explain, that's your cue to give reasons. When you see evaluate, you need to make a judgment, strengths, weaknesses, and how you would improve. When you see describe, give detail, but you don't necessarily need to give reasons. Know your command words. They tell you exactly what the examiner wants. Right. Let's do a quick-fire recall quiz. I'll ask the questions, you pause the podcast and think of your answers, then come back to check. Ready? Question 1. Name three different drawing techniques you could use to communicate design ideas. The answer? Freehand sketching, isometric drawing, orthographic projection, rendered drawings, annotated sketches, or CAD. Any three of those. Question 2. What is the difference between describing and justifying a design decision? Describing tells you what was done. Justifying tells you why it was done and why it is the best choice. Question 3. What does annotation mean and why is it important? Annotation means adding written notes, labels, and explanations to your drawings. It is important because it shows the examiner your design thinking and earns marks for justification. Question 4. What does the acronym DCRJ stand for? Develop, communicate, record, justify. How did you get on? Brilliant, I hope. To summarise today's episode, topic 1.17 is all about showing your design thinking clearly and convincingly. Use a range of communication techniques, annotate everything, record your full design journey, and always justify your decisions with reasons linked to your brief, your user, and your materials knowledge. You've got this. Keep practicing, keep sketching, keep annotating, and I'll see you in the next episode. Good luck.